Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of troubleshooting, Isaiah Pacheco, not going to be on this team for at least what we know now, according to some, could be 6 weeks.
6 weeks is what I'm being told for Isaiah Pacheco, which brings you to week 9 against Tampa for a possible comeback. Now, as you know, with anything, it's just an arbitrary number, but that's kind of what they're looking at right now. 6 weeks for Isaiah Pacheco, which, based on what happened, the man broke his ankle, essentially, right? To only be out 6 weeks and to come back and play in the NFL, that's pretty wild, right? Like, that's like magic healing almost.
I'll believe it when I see it.
And that's kind of where I am, too. Yeah. I'm like, 6 weeks seems very quick to come back from this ankle. Do you think he plays in that that game against Tampa in week 9?
If I had a deck of cards in my hand, let's say if it was, you know, blackjack, and I had 16, stay.
Stay. You're staying at 16?
I just would stay where it's at. I mean, again, here's the other thing, too. Say the Chiefs are 7-1 going into week 9.
You're not rushing them back.
You know, it's like, hey, man, we'd love to have you, but why don't we wait until we absolutely know for a fact you're here, which could be a possibility. They'll play a big one in Atlanta this Sunday night. Some nervous Nellies out there, but one thing that was official yesterday is that Kareem Hunt did officially sign with the practice squad yesterday after his workout with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, and you know, his workout with the Chiefs, you know, they say look good from a physical standpoint. It's the stamina that you have to work on now with Kareem Hunt, because I think, you know, again, Kareem Hunt falls into that category of we know the name, we expect him to be good, and that's just not going to be the case from the start. Like, if you're putting Kareem Hunt in your fantasy lineup this weekend, put down the drugs, okay, and take a break a little bit.
Not because on the active roster.
Yeah, exactly, right? But there are some people who believe that his name is Kareem Hunt. I know that name. He's going to be a big impact. He's also closer to 30 than he is to 25 at this point in time. But this is a guy who hasn't had OTAs. He has not had training camp. He's not had any games. He has not done anything football related since the end of last year, right? Which was January, whenever the Browns finished their postseason and their season. We're 10 months basically removed from the last time this guy had any sort of football activity. So he's not ready for football. Few weeks on the practice squad, maybe, I don't know. And you know, Carrington and I were talking yesterday on his show, and he goes, what do you think? Would you be surprised if he played this week in Atlanta? I go, I'm not surprised by anything in the NFL anymore. Nothing will surprise me if Kareem Hunt goes out there. But the expectation level that you should have for Kareem Hunt is pretty simple. Don't have any expectations for Kareem Hunt. Then you won't get yourself all worked up when Kareem Hunt doesn't do a whole heck of a lot. But if he does something for you, they're like, all right, he exceeded, you know, expectations. You know, you don't always get a great player either when you bring somebody back to your organization. He was great in 17 and 18 until he, you know, had to leave here in Kansas City. That's 6 and 7 years ago. Guys age rapidly. They age quick. They age overnight in the NFL, especially at that running back position. And so Kareem Hunt is not the same guy we remember here in Kansas City some 7 or 8 years ago. Remember when the Royals brought Soria back and everybody got excited and that didn't go so well in 2016? That's kind of where we are right now. Like, having these reunions, this is I don't want to say it's a desperation call, but it kind of is. I mean, it really is. I mean, you've got your star running back with a busted up ankle who's going to be out 6 weeks. Your backup running back is on the non-football injury list for 2 more weeks. He won't be back until week 5, and they are expecting Clyde Edwards-Helaire to come back. Your next best running back, Piran, is 40 days younger than what Kareem Hunt is, and then you have Carson Steele on your roster. So is it desperate times? A little bit, I would think, right now for that running back position in Kansas City, but it doesn't mean Kareem Hunt's going to come in here and all of a sudden be this great football player. So just temper your expectations, and if you do that, you'll be fine with what Kareem Hunt brings to the table.
Yeah, I thought the wild stat yesterday was from our new Chiefs contributor, Josh Briscoe, said Samaje Perine is 41 days younger than Kareem Hunt. And he's 29, and Patrick Mahomes is 20. They're all 29, but we look at Patrick Mahomes as like hasn't even entered his prime yet. Yeah. We look at Samaje Perine and Kareem Hunt. We're like, God, these guys are old.
These guys are, but that's the position, right? You know? They protect the quarterback in this league. You can't touch the quarterback. They don't get hit. The running back gets his ass beat on every play, he's blocking or out for a pass or whatever, carrying the ball. Like those guys get their ass kicked. It's and I was talking to somebody in the league yesterday about this. I'm like, running backs, man, and the response was like, yeah, no doubt. These guys just break down fast. They hardly ever make it to their next contract. If they do, they end up like Christian McCaffrey. They get hurt all the time. You've got to just constantly stay fresh and young at that running back position. And if you can draft one in the sixth and seventh round every year and get any sort of production like you did out of Isaiah Pacheco, then you're going to be ahead of the curve. It's just such a tough position to maintain in the NFL right now. So we'll see, you know, where this running back position goes and what they decide to do. That's why I think this week in Atlanta, I think this is the coming out party for Travis Kelce. I think this is going to be the week where all the folks who are saying Travis Kelce is washed and he's no good and all this kind of stuff. I think this is a big week for Travis Kelce. I think they get him involved early and often in the game plan.
I think with Kareem Hunt, it's one of those things where it's a wait and see, which lets me know that the Chiefs aren't in a desperate move right now, because I think it will just be a running back by committee.
Yeah.
For those of you that are fantasy goers, 9 o'clock Sunday morning, Mac Morey will get you taken care of. And I'm sure he'll address this situation because, I mean, I know it's Saquon Barkley and it's the Eagles offensive line, but I don't think the Chiefs offensive line is any worse, or maybe they're a little bit better. But obviously it's Saquon Barkley, but he was able to do his thing against Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like he was, you know, moving down that first drive. Obviously he had the drop at the end of the game, which was crucial, but
I think the Chiefs O-lines, you say with the Eagles?
I think it's in the same category. Okay. I know the Eagles offensive line is great, but where they kind of probably even it out is that Jason Kelce retired and Creed Humphrey is now
What don't you like about the Chiefs offensive line? You scared left about tackle. The left tackle? Yeah, Other than that, though?
Left tackle isn't awesome.
Big issue there. Right. Yeah. But no, I think that, you know, it is going to be a running back by committee. I do expect Perine to be the lead guy, at least, to take the bulk of the carries. But like you said, this is a game where we've talked in the beginning of time of this season, which is weird to say that, but since the beginning of this season, I have said
way back 3 weeks ago
that you will see a different style of offense week in and week out, that they have three different styles. They had last year where it was like, you know, it got to a point where they lose to the Raiders last year on Christmas Day, which is what last night's Royals game felt like. Like, is this what it feels like to be depleted? Maybe. But also, you know, maybe this is a game where it's like, you know what, Mahomes, we're going to need you to throw it 40 times. Atlanta's got a good offense. This could be a shootout type of game. I love the over in this game. The spread is now 3.5 Kansas City. And maybe you're right. Maybe this is the game where it's like, all right, Travis, this is what your role is now. When we need you, we're going to use you.
Right,
and when we don't think we need you as much, we're going to load management yet.
And I'm good with that.
And I thought
I think I like the way that you use that word too, load management. Like they're not saying that, but that's clearly what they're doing with Travis Kelce.
It's like, hey, weeks one and two, we had Xavier Worthy week one, which basically like cinched that game. And then in week two, we just used Rashee Rice deep. And then we just kind of used Isaiah Pacheco.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Pacheco's out, so that strategy's out the window. So now what is it? Okay, we're going to go back to our old school offense when we had Tyreek Hill here. We're going to have Xavier Worthy be an outside guy. We're going to have Rashee Rice run the middle routes. And we're going to have Travis Kelce do that. Or it's going to look like that Juju Smith-Schuster offense they had a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl against Philadelphia.
Right?
Where it was like, all right, Travis and Juju, you just run the middle. Somebody's going to be double coverage. Somebody's not. And we're just going to pick them apart. And then, boom, we'll hit you somebody else.
And that's the thing, too, though. They've got so many more options now than they did after that Raider game, right? Like, after that Raider game, they still didn't have any wide receivers. So they went back to Travis Kelce, obviously, in the playoffs and had the nice run. And they ended up winning a championship because of it. But I think this team is better equipped to overcome the loss of Isaiah Pacheco right now than, say, if we lost Isaiah Pacheco a year ago. If we lost Isaiah Pacheco a year ago, we'd be going, oh, my God, now what are we going to do? But you have Xavier Worthy, you have Rashee Rice, you have Travis Kelce. You mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster. He didn't show up in that game against Cincinnati.
Well, he shoved a guy to the ground.
Yeah, right. But he didn't like contribute in that game. Maybe this is a week we can rely more on him. But I do think this is the week that Travis Kelce gets going, and I think he has one of his patented Travis Kelce type of games. And I think they're going to need him to have those type of games, so they're going to work him more into the game plan as we start to move forward. You know, in this season. season and try to compensate, if you will, for that loss of Isaiah Pacheco. But it's not like we're relying on, you know, Bryce Young or Caleb Williams or somebody who stinks to go out there and try to win your football game. We still have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid back there with really good weapons on the outside at the wide receiver position. And so I think they're going to be fine. It'll be a little bit different than what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, but I think they'll be fine with having Pacheco out. They'll figure it out. That's the best part about this team, is they know how to figure things out.
Do you think, if you were to guess Kareem Hunt's availability for the Chiefs, do you think it's Chargers week, or do you think it's after bye? Because I was thinking last night, after reading everything and looking at all the, you know, the numbers, I'm like, okay, practice squad, no OTAs, no training camp.
Right.
This is a team that those two things are very vital with Andy Reid, like the stamina of this team. And yeah, you might be ready to go and in shape for football, but you're not in Andy Reid shape. And I was wondering to myself, I'm like, okay, let's say take care of business in Atlanta. Say take care of business against Harbaugh in the Chargers. Mm-hmm. Get the bye week.
But they have one more before the bye, right?
Is it that? That's right.
Is it week six bye?
It's a week six bye. So who's the fifth game of the season? So you've got three more games before the bye.
Okay.
That seems a little bit long.
Okay.
Because I think.
But that would still be
It'll be Saints, that third game.
So that'd be a big game, right?
Could be, yeah.
That's a Monday night
game. Monday night
game,
yeah.
And that's a game where, that's at Kansas City,
right here.
So Mac will be really tired on Tuesday.
Right.
But let's see what they do, right? Like, you have Mecole Hardman, who could be an issue. You have Xavier Worthy, who could be an issue again. Like, we've seen that they use him in a handoff role. And, you know, Cincinnati was a team that gave up a lot of yards on the ground. Atlanta gave up a lot of yards on the ground. I don't know if necessarily you see that. You know, we'll see Patrick Mahomes in a dome where he does quite well.
Right.
And you're playing a game where the over-under, I think right now, is 46 and a half, 47. Like I said, I think this is a shootout. I think this is a classic 2018 type of Chiefs game where, the defense is a lot better, obviously.
And who were the running backs back then, right? Ware and West. Like, they didn't have running backs back then when Patrick Mahomes was putting up 50 a game, right?
And he's just going to sling it.
And he's going to sling it.
And I think that's what we're going to see this week. I think it's going to be one of those games where, look, the first 2 weeks for Patrick Mahomes haven't been great. He was fine against Baltimore, obviously. But the game
was not good against Cincinnati.
And I think that's okay to admit.
Yep.
He didn't have a good game. Not every game is going to be great.
Right.
And, you know, the league of Patrick Mahomes.
I know some people are like, I can't believe you said Patrick didn't play good. He didn't.
Right.
He'd probably tell you that, too.
Right. But, you know, look, you got Atlanta. You got to move on. And it's, you know, as cliche as it sounds, it's the next man up.
Next man up. And we'll see what happens. And the next man up in this offense with this organization since Andy Reid has taken over has been pretty damn good, right? Like, has there been a next man up other than Kadropius that we looked at and went, oh, God. Like, other than him, every next man up has been a really good producer. And you come in on Monday like, God, I didn't see that coming from that guy. So maybe it is P. Ryan this weekend who steps it up. Or maybe it is Carson Steele from that running back spot that steps it up and plays big this weekend. But it could be Travis Kelce. And if I'm a betting man, I'm kind of putting my money on Travis having a big week this week, because these guys know how to play when it matters. When they need to play their best, they play their best, and they never seemingly suffer a letdown because somebody got injured.
There are strolls down memory lane that you can take, because you don't always get to play in the NFC away games. So this is first time in a while the Chiefs have been in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Mac yesterday, and us being two nerds, I'm like, man, do you remember that 2016 game when Eric Berry basically said, I'm going to call a game? And I thought to myself, that was the best we ever saw Eric Berry.
48 seconds remaining in the half. Atlanta has the ball at their own 25. Ran out of the shotgun, fires it over the middle, intercepted by Berry. He's at the 25. Eric Berry from Atlanta at the 15, the innovative 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City, born and bred in Atlanta, Georgia, and now he goes the distance on a giant mistake by Matty Ice Ryan, who gets thawed with the pick six near the end of the second quarter.
Okay. I thought there was more to that.
I thought there was, too.
Coleman is the running back. Now Ryan will throw, it's intercepted, this can be returned for two, this can be points for Kansas City, it would give Kansas City the lead, it's Eric Berry, 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5, it is a two-point conversion the other way for Kansas City, the first time in Chiefs history, the Chiefs have pulled it off, and the Chiefs lead 29-28.
Eric Berry, who went through cancer treatments not far from here at Emory University, just picked off the Matt Ryan pass and returns it 102 yards for 2 points, and the Chiefs lead 29-28.
Chills.
Yeah,
I don't
cool
know
moment.
Else.
Cool
I,
moment.
I was at that game.
My legs
amazing.
Are, the hair on my legs is standing tall, and that to me is one of the greatest moments we've ever seen the Chiefs have in Atlanta. I'll have another one here in just a second, but I remember that game.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that game very distinctively. And that was one of the first times in a while where I had gotten older in life and our buddies were watching the game. And it was one of those, like, you've seen the memes that they have where, like, they put just a random thing on a screen. It's like a bar. Everybody starts throwing their drinks in the air and going
nuts.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that was that game, because that was the Eric Berry that, like, we had all known that was going to come. And probably the peak of his career. That was a year where he almost won defensive MVP.
Yep.
That was the time when the Chiefs defense was electric. And they were waiting. There was just something there. And that was, I believe, Alex Smith, right? Obviously, because it's...
Well, 2016, right? Yes. Yeah. So that was the Bob Sutton era defense, right, too, which people don't forget or try to forget, I guess. Bob Sutton's defenses were pretty damn good those first couple of years he was here in Kansas City.
And I thought that that game was interesting. And it was one of the ones I remember the most in Atlanta, because obviously you can hear Mitch his call. So many great one-liners there. Matty Ice has been thawed by Eric Berry. and then, like, obviously knowing, like, every detail about every player on the roster, about how he had cancer treatment in Atlanta, just down the street from home, you know, raised and grown in Atlanta. And Eric Berry had a coming out party. I remember his mom got the game ball.
Got the first one.
Got the first one.
Dad got the second one.
And then,
one.
You know, like we said, the 2-point conversion pick, 102 yards, the pick six on Matt Ryan, who I believe was MVP that year. It was next year. But it was crazy to think about what Eric Berry was that time. And then you think about that moment in Atlanta, and then it was this moment that was the foreshadowing of one Patrick Mahomes' career.
Four-man rush. Mahomes holding it. Looks to throw it long. He's going to throw it long. Gunning it for Tyreek Hill on the near side. Tracks the ball. Caught it. Touchdown, Kansas City.
And Mahomes hit Tyreek Hill deep over the top in that preseason game. And it was like, we've got to wait a year for this.
Yeah, right.
And I remember just thinking to myself, like, oh, my gosh. What are we thinking about the future here in Kansas City if he can do this? And everybody was like, well, pump the brakes, Dusty. It's preseason. It's not starting defense. Let's just see. I'm like, yeah, but that's Tyreek Hill, the starting wide receiver of the offense.
Yeah.
This is Patrick Mahomes. And at the time, the biggest debate was, who is Tyreek, or is Alex Smith going to be able to throw the deep ball? Kind of gun shy. Here's this guy coming in, trying to prove his worth. And he hit Tyreek over the top. And I think everybody at that moment was like, holy smokes, this team's about to be in good hands. Because if Patrick Mahomes can do that, what else can he do?
Well, and then it also led to the best season Alex Smith ever had, right? Like, everybody gives Alex Smith all this credit for Patrick Mahomes. How about the credit Patrick gets for having Alex Smith kind of get out of his shell a little bit? Because that was the year, and I think Alex has told this story before, where he said, F it, I'm just going to go out here and sling this thing around. Because he had nothing to lose, literally had nothing to lose, because he knew he was done at the end of that season here in Kansas City. It was just a matter of where they were going to trade him once Patrick Mahomes took over the reins. And so he just went out there and slung it that year. And I thought Alex Smith had himself a hell of a year. The Eric Berry stuff to me is really interesting, because I don't know that there was a worse ending of a career for a star athlete in Kansas City than we saw for Eric Berry. And that's not a shot at Eric Berry. That's just the way things went down. After he beat cancer, his priorities changed dramatically. And I don't blame him, right? If you beat cancer and you kick cancer's ass, you probably are thinking a little bit differently about life and what matters most. And you played long enough in the NFL, you made your money, you probably weren't as focused and as driven to continue to do great things in the NFL because, hey, I beat cancer, I've had, you know, my run, I'm ready for something different. And the career ended really with that New England game, the AFC Championship game. That was Eric Berry's last performance here in Kansas City. But that was a really bad year for Eric Berry, because every Monday he's telling the team he's going to get ready to go, and then Friday's like, I'm out, and they've already made the game plan up. And it really, I think it really rubbed people the wrong way. And so I think it'll all eventually heal itself. But Eric Berry just kind of stepped away from the game, did it in a way that you probably would like to have seen him do it better than the way that he did that, a little bit more forward to the team and telling them what was going to happen. But again, the guy beat cancer, and I'll never hold anything against him because he didn't feel like playing football anymore. I just wish he would have been more open and upfront with it. But the ending wasn't great with Eric Berry. But man, he was a hell of a player. I'll never forget the day he was drafted. We were doing a show, some golf course, and they drafted, you know, Eric Berry that, you know, the night before or whatever it was. I'm like, God, a safety that high?
I don't know. Excited.
And then he turned out to be one hell of a football player for this team. He falls into that DJ category. You wish he could have gotten a ring with it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This organization, too.
That's right.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.